Here we are again on a Wednesday evening. You, me, and Classical 90.5. I'm Trevor Harris. You are who you are. And this is Mizzou Music. It's each Wednesday in the 6 o'clock hour we take a listen to those sounds emanating from the MU School of Music. We play recordings from students, faculty, staff, alumni, and friends of the school, music that they are listening to, recording, or just enjoying. And we often talk to faculty in the run-up to their recitals. Like my next guest on the program is trumpet faculty in the MU School of Music, Iskander Akhmadulin. He's got a recital coming up this Sunday, September 24, 3 p.m. in the Whitmore Recital Hall on the MU campus. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me here.
How many years have you been at Mizzou now?
I came in 2004, so you should do the math. It's 13 years.
That's Iskander Akhmadulin. He's in his lucky 13th year as trumpet faculty at the University of Missouri. He will be performing a recital coming up this Sunday with the pianist Natalia Bolshakova, who also happens to be his wife. Iskander, you've got a foot solidly in the classical music universe and a foot in the jazz world. I'm looking at the program for the upcoming recital, and I wanted to have you share with folks what you're planning to perform this Sunday.
I have a selection of several pieces from different periods, and when I was working the program, it just happened that two bigger pieces that I was thinking of performing were transcribed by a very famous, legendary, I would say, Russian trumpet player, Timofey Dakshitser. And I decided just to go ahead, add a few more pieces from his repertoire and name it In Imitation of Dakshitser, because one of the pieces he transcribed a long time ago by a very famous Russian composer and pianist, Rodion Shchedrin, who was the husband of Maya Plisetskaya, the world-famous ballerina, and the piece was called In Imitation of Albeniz. So I thought I'll use that word play, and my recital is In Imitation of Dakshitser. So the first piece is a transcription of a concerto by Giuseppe Tartini. This is the only piece I know of that Dakshitser performed on a piccolo trumpet, because his main instrument was B-flat trumpet, and he played almost exclusively on that instrument. But that's the only one I know that he did play on a piccolo trumpet, so I'm playing that one. Then the staple, I guess, of the program, the Shostakovich's Piano Concerto number 1 that Dakshitser transcribed for soloing trumpet with piano. Originally, it's a piano concerto with a solo trumpet and string orchestra. Dakshitser always regretted the fact that Shostakovich didn't write a concerto for a trumpet, and Dakshitser blamed himself for not being persistent enough. And he knew that Shostakovich really well. Shostakovich promised the concerto, but was too busy and never found the time. So Dakshitser decided to make the transcription of that piano concerto. And it's interesting. It's very challenging for pianists, because on top of the many piano licks that are still remaining there, piano also has to play the orchestral part. Then two shorter pieces, piece in Form de Habanera by Maurice Ravel, and In Imitation of Albeniz. And then another bigger piece is George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue that Dakshitser also has transcribed and performed very often with orchestra.
For folks who aren't familiar with the Russian trumpeter Timofey Dakshitser, tell us a little bit about his background.
He was born in 1921 and started playing trumpet in a very early age. His father, who was an amateur musician, started teaching him. Then he came to Moscow when he was 10, 11, and joined one of the army regiments as a cadet and played in the orchestra there, and studied at the famous Gnesin Institute. Now it's the Gnesin Academy of Music. And soon after his graduation, he won a prize at the All-Union competition right before the World War II started. During the war, he was a member of one of the major military bands and participated in the parade on the November 7th in 1941 that a lot of troops from that parade directly went to defend Moscow from the Nazi Germany that were very close. After the war, Dakshitsar won the principal trumpet position with the Bolshoi Theater, where he remained for almost 40 years and also started teaching at the Gnesin Academy. And during those years, you know, the Soviet time, he became almost, I guess, the sole trumpet soloist of the Soviet Union. Some people dubbed him the principal trumpet of the Soviet Union back then. And it was there are a lot of recordings of Dakshitsar, a lot of videos on YouTube that you can find. His name spelled in two, three different ways, German way, English, so you can find several different spellings, and it's easy to find his name there, but a lot of great recordings, very soulful playing, very powerful and lyrical, beautiful. So he was very influential. I didn't get to study with him. He retired in 1987 from teaching, but I did get to hear him live on several occasions. Even when he was in his 70s, he still performed, continued performing. He passed away in 2005 at the age of 84.
That's the voice of Dr. Iskander Akhmadulin, trumpet faculty here at the MU School of Music. He will be in recital this Sunday at 3 p.m. at the Whitmore Recital Hall with Natalia Bolshakova in imitation of Dakshitsar. You can find more details about that recital and all upcoming MU School of Music events on their website, music.missouri.edu. Doctor, thank you for taking some time to visit today.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me here.